Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yesterday's reading from 2 Peter ended with verse 10, which also sets the stage for today's text. I'll read it again. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. The day of the Lord is coming, and Scripture testifies that the day of the Lord is coming like a thief. If you've ever had your home broken into, if you've ever been a victim of robbery, you no doubt recall a sense of violation. The broken window, the smashed lock, signals the entrance of one who unexpectedly makes a way into your space, wreaking havoc as he plunders through your possessions and claims them for himself. A thief deprives you of more than things. A thief deprives you of security. Living in a parsonage in Minneapolis, I slept rather soundly through an intruder breaking a window, climbing into my house, going through my liquor cabinet, emptying my wallet, and I didn't discover this fella until stripped naked, ready to climb into the shower, I noticed a telephone cord misplaced. And as I stepped out of that shower, I'm not sure who was shocked the most, him or me. After all, he invited me to call the police, which, after I found a towel, I promptly did. Surprised, startled, caught off guard. That is how the New Testament in general and 2 Peter in particular picture the day of the Lord's second advent. In light of the fact that Jesus will come like a thief, and with his coming dissolve all the things of creation, our text raises the question, what sort of people ought we to be? We are not told to protect ourselves against this invasive and invading thief. You see, it's not a matter of installing a more effective alarm system, hurrying around the clock guards, putting up more sensitive motion detectors, or purchasing stronger doors, or installing iron gates. The day of the Lord is coming, and no amount of preparation will prevent his intrusion. There are no precautionary measures to keep him at bay. Instead, 2 Peter focuses on those whose lives will be overtaken by this divine robber. He speaks of the character of those who wait. And Advent is about that waiting. We've heard that theme echoed throughout these past weeks. And we hear it again in our text as we are told to wait as those whose lives are characterized by holiness and godliness. To wait as those who are anticipating that coming day when the heavens will be ignited and the stars and the planets melted by cosmic flames. The day of the Lord is coming. The day of the Lord is coming as a thief to rob you of every creaturely support that invites your trust. No earthly refuge will suffice. There is no way that you can protect yourself against him. There's no place to run, no crevice to hide from this Lord who comes to judge the living and the dead. Instead, Peter speaks of our waiting. Of our waiting for and hastening the day of God, being diligent to be found in him without blemish or spot and at peace. In his first epistle, Peter spoke of Christ as the Lamb without blemish or spot who has cleansed us with his own blood. And now he speaks of our living without spot or blemish. The only way to be ready for that great and coming day of the Lord, that day which will rob you of all that you have, is to have that one treasure that will never leave or forsake you as earthly treasures fly. It is to have Christ Jesus. And so Peter says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter's Advent exhortation to us then is a call to trust in the Lamb of our salvation, to live in him, not carried away, blown off course, losing our stability by adhering to shaky and uncertain teachings, but standing. Standing stable in Christ's own righteousness, as those who are already robbed of their sin and clothed with the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. For the Christian in this fading world, it is always Advent. In the evening of this perishing world, God calls us to the stability of faith, to patient endurance that is not blown off course by the deceits of Satan, the allurements of the world, or the weakness of the flesh. We live with the recognition that the day of the Lord is coming, approaching like a thief who leaves you utterly defenseless. He will take away your treasures, but look at what he gives: a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. And so we are bold to pray, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.